What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm JR. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm happy to be here with you, and this is where I will be for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I mean, tonight, we had a caller from Ottawa. What's up, Ottawa? Everybody in Canada worried about them senators. I don't know who's going to buy them. We had a caller from Houston. He's a police officer. Shout-outs to everybody tuned in on 610 The Loop. Trying to remember where we had a caller from Virginia. He was making all the sense in the world about the NBA finals, and then he said, "Hey JR, did you see the video on YouTube where it said Jimmy Butler is Michael Jordan's son?" And then I said, "Bruh, no, just stop hanging out with Scottie Pippen. Let's just stop there." And so whether you're in Virginia, here with me in Atlanta, whether you're up north in Ottawa, you could be in San Diego, you could be in Houston, you could be in Miami. We got two teams from South Florida in their respective finals. How about that? NBA finals get started. On Thursday, you got the Nuggets, you got the Heat. Stanley Cup finals, they get started on Saturday. You got the Golden Knights, you got the Panthers. It's a good chance that a team in South Florida walks away with a championship. Good for you. Not that you need an additional reason to party down in Florida, but good for you. And so party is what I'm going to do for the next 2 hours. Thank you to our producer, super producer and host, Dave Shepard, holding it down in New York City. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I already told you I think the Nuggets are going to win the championship. I think they have too much talent. I think things will finally run out here for the Miami Heat. And I've been wrong all the way through. I thought that they were going to beat the Knicks. I didn't think they were going to beat the Celtics. I didn't expect them to beat the Bucks. Who did? They lost to the Hawks. They almost lost to the Bulls. And I think Cinderella, she turned into a pumpkin, or the carriage turned into a pumpkin? What happened?
The carriage turned into a pumpkin.
And what happened with her foot, the glass slipper? Did that turn into like a chancleta or something? What happened to a glass slipper?
She left it behind.
She left it, so it didn't turn into anything.
No, she was smart. I mean, maybe she felt doubt with the prince, and she needed a memento for him to realize how much he loved her.
Well, bro, I haven't seen Cinderella in like a million years. Wait a minute. You telling me Cinderella didn't end up with Prince Charming? She end up with that guy?
No, I don't know if he went by Prince. He went by a prince. I don't know if it was Charming. Charming might be Sleeping Beauty, but he was a prince nonetheless. And so
I'm mixing up my princes.
There's a lot of princes in Disney. So this is like a George Costanza move in Seinfeld. What happens
No cross references.
Okay. Well, okay, it's not a George Costanza move. You leave something behind. And so if there's doubt as to whether you know that person's into you or not, you have an excuse to go back and then come back looking even better, which was her plan all along.
My question is,
yeah,
Cinderella didn't end up with the prince at the end of the movie?
No, Jared, you can connect the dots on this. It's a Disney movie. It's Cinderella.
Right.
Of course she ends up with the prince.
Right. Yeah. You have to. I don't know. The Disney movies, they kill people off at the beginning and they have a happy ending at the end.
Well, I'm still getting over Mufasa, so.
He got pushed over by Scar, right? He pushed him over and he got trampled.
He got killed by his brother.
Yeah, it was some rough going, right? It's a rough going. Well, didn't Ursula tried to kill
Ariel?
That was her niece. Wasn't that her niece?
I believe so. I'm really proud of Disney for doing a new version of The Little Mermaid.
Hey. They're trying to bring all these dark Disney stories to life. I saw the toys from Toy Story. They were hanging off the back of a car. This is it's some extreme stuff, all these Disney movies.
It's a hard knock life.
It is. Now they're bringing it to life. It's hard knock life. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call today, man. You know what? Just want to jump in here and talk about the NBA Finals.
Wait. Before you do that,
yeah, go ahead.
What's your favorite Disney
go ahead, man.
Movie? What's your favorite Disney movie?
My niece and nephews love Toy Story, so I'll just go with that. I think that's a cool one. I think it's a lot of fun to watch.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
All right, man. The NBA Finals are coming up, and I look at it this way. I mean, to me, I think Miami has played so far above their head. I mean, with these guys that are undrafted players, Martin coming off the bench, scoring all these 20-point games off the bench like he has. But I think, to me, Denver's got the best player in the world. Apologies to Kevin Durant, LeBron. Jokic is the best player in the world because the way you described it, the way he plays the game, the way he sees the floor, he almost is like a point forward at center's height. And I just think, to me, Denver has been this same group of characters has been together since the bubble. And that's almost, you don't see that a lot in the NBA, but I think there's something for the cohesion and the chemistry with Michael Malone and what they built there. And Murray, to me, we learned about him in the bubble, and every year it seems like this guy's gotten a little bit better. And I think it's his time to really shine here and show that I'm one of the faces of the NBA as a point guard.
I could dig it. I'm with you all the way. Hey, thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. Let's go to Washington. Hey, Peter, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Is that JR? Oh, my gosh. Gosh darn it. Man, you got the best show on TV or on radio. Man, you saved my drive times. I love you, man. You got a great voice.
Well, thank you. You out in Washington State?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool, man. What's on your mind, man? When we bringing back the Supersonics?
It's been a minute. We don't like the Thunder out here. Let's put it that way.
Well, what happened? And where's Sean Kemp, right? It's Sean Kemp. He's over here shooting people.
Yeah, dude. That was about a mile away from my work.
Oh, no.
And I was about an hour before I checked into work. So I'm thinking, what I've heard the shot around the world, like, God bless him, he needs it.
Yeah, Sean Kemp was selling. I thought he was selling the green stuff right now, and I don't steal anything from Sean Kemp. He tried to shoot that guy. Anyway, Sean Kemp took your phone. This is terrible. I'm sorry, Peter. I got to put you on hold. We were having a good time, and I started talking about Sean Kemp. He's being charged, right? And Sean Kemp being charged?
Yes, I believe, no conviction, but being charged, yes.
Yeah, for getting his stuff back. Well, you got to be careful, man. Somebody steal your stuff, you can't just roll up on them in a parking lot and just open fire, say they took it, man. Take the police with you, bro. What are you doing? All vigilante out here. This is a Western movie? Hey, Peter, I'm going to try you again. Don't hang up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Steven is calling from Cali. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steven?
Hey, how you doing?
I am damn good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I heard today that Bob Myers is stepping down from the general manager of the Warriors.
He is.
I just wanted to say, because nobody's going to listen to me, but I want to put it out there. They ought to give Iguodala a chance.
Why?
Because Iguodala is extremely smart. He was a straight-A student all the way through college, and he's connected with all the players, and he has an eye to know who's going to be able to cut it and who's not going to be able to cut it, and that's critical for being a general manager.
I think that would be cool, and you're certainly correct about his mental acumen. I know Andre Iguodala is also – very involved. He has taken advantage of spending so much time in the Bay. He has multiple investments in technology companies and startups. And so I would not be shocked if he got into the business of basketball as a GM. Now, having said that, being a GM is a, I don't want to say a thankless job. I think with all the money that Andre Iguodala has made throughout his career, would he want to take that on? You know, one of the key reasons that Bob Myers said, I am done here, is that it requires a lot of work. And unless you're going to move up into a president's position or make somebody else be the GM, I don't know if Andre Iguodala would want to go ahead and make that transition like a James Jones, who was a lesser player and is running the Phoenix Suns. That's an excellent idea, Steven. I just don't know if he want to do that. It's tough. A matter of fact, he's correct. Bob Myers is stepping down as GM of the Warriors. He basically did everything except for go out there and draft Steph Curry and Klay. This is what Bob Myers had to say during his press conference as to why he is leaving the Golden State Warriors.
This job, the one I'm in, and I would say this for any professional general manager or coach, requires complete engagement, complete effort, 1,000%. And if you can't do it, then you shouldn't do it. And so that's the answer to the question of why I can't do that to our players. I can't do that to Joe and Peter. Really, I can't do it to myself. And that's a question I've been wrestling with. Appreciate your patience letting me make that decision, everybody in this room. You know, I've only known how to do things one way my whole life, is kind of all the way. And it doesn't feel right to do something when I can't give it everything. And that's what it takes to do what we've done over the last, for me, 12 years.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him. Like, come on. There's no amount of success that's sustainable in this type of way in professional sports where you just go, oh, man, I just want to keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. And it's a grind every day. Phone ringing every day. You got to do it this. Think about everything that the Warriors have had to deal with over the past several seasons alone. I'm talking about from the arrival of Kevin Durant to Draymond Green to the injuries with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and an Achilles and a knee, Draymond punching dudes. It's just, it's a grind. And now they're in the tax. And now they want to keep things moving. And now the players are getting older. There's a very good chance that the Golden State Warriors, as we know it, have peaked. There's a very good chance that that's the case. So if I'm Bob Myers and I'm out here in the Bay, this man can go get a job doing any and everything. Getting big money, getting big cash. It's a pain in the ass. These jobs are thankless. They get paid handsomely. But the stress, how are you enjoying the money? Going home and you drive a nice car? Like, when do you actually enjoy it? It's a grind. Speaking of a GM, the New York Knicks GM is in the news. It's reported about 30 minutes ago that the New York Knicks general manager Scott Perry and the New York Knicks, they will part ways after his contract expires this summer. Well, he wasn't really the GM anyway. He just had the title. Leon Rose is pulling the strings for the New York Knicks. And so Scott Perry no longer being the GM is news, but it's not news. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Peter's still here from Washington. I think he is. Hey, Peter, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. Yeah, the radio is on. Beg your pardon. Love your show, man. Like, it gets me through all my drives. God bless you. The only one I look forward to. Man, I just want to talk about these Denver Nuggets, dude. I'm from there, and good golly, dude, we got to get this one, and we are going to get this one. And also, yeah. And I know I'm making a zillion points at once, beg your pardon, but gosh darn it, a win here would rectify all the disrespect Mr. Jokic has taken up until this point. That's the MVP right there.
Yep, I think that's the one that matters. If he walks away with the championship, and I think he will, he's going to get the respect. He's going to have two NBA regular season MVP awards. If he wins the championship, there's a great chance he is going to be the finals MVP, unless Murray is the one who goes out there and says, here's 35 points a night. But even in that case, Jokic will still have triple-doubles all over the place. And I agree with you. This would be a beautiful stamp for Nikola Jokic in his career. Not even a stamp, but just validation for a lot of the crap that he's gotten over the past couple of seasons. So I agree with you, Peter. Hey, thank you, man. You drive safe out there, okay?
Appreciate you, brother.
No doubt about it. We going from Washington State. It's on the West Coast. Pacific Northwest. Let's go to the East Coast. Let's go to New York. Let's go to Brooklyn. Go from Washington State to Brooklyn. Lee is here. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Lee?
Yeah, I had the radio float, and I basically found you. I was like, wow, I didn't hear this guy on the radio in a while. And I basically
how you not hear me in a while? I'm on WFAN on Saturdays. I'm here every night.
Well, I didn't know that you was on another station. That's what it's me. Don't worry about it. It's not you. It's me. I basically just basically
you're a screw up, Lee.
I was enjoying your shows when I did hear them. But I get to hear it again. But Denver Nuggets, right? They're going to look like they're having a hard time at first. I believe that the Miami Heat are pretty much worn out. They're pretty much broken. Denver's still a great team, but Jokic cannot do it without players. I know they're basically trying to, you know, make it seem like, oh, Jokic finally got there. When that guy came back, Murray, the point guard, I believe he is, guy basically was amazing. I didn't know he was that good.
Well, and this is the thing over the past couple
from Jokic, but nobody can do it by themselves. Remember Jordan, different ones, they tried to – nobody could do it by themselves. So I believe that, it's going to be a team that wins the championship, not one individual player, but Jokic is a great player that basically got them there on his back, but there are other players there that are going to make it be possible that the Denver Nuggets win.
Oh, absolutely, Lee. And I think this is the difference. The Nuggets have been kind of hanging around here at this point for the past several seasons, even dating back to the bubble in the Western Conference Finals of the bubble. Here's the difference. Jamal Murray is available. He's coming off of that ACL tear. You have a healthy Michael Porter Jr. Everybody knows their role on this team. And then you even have, as you're familiar, coming out of Brooklyn, I'm sure you've seen Bruce Brown when he played for the Nets. He can wake up and give you 15 and give you some defense. So the Denver Nuggets are a very good team. I don't know if I'd go to the extent that you did to say that the Miami Heat, what'd you call them? You said they're broken?
To me, it just seems like they had to go through so much just to get to the finals, man. Like, if they basically come out and they show that they still got energy, and I'm going to be amazed.
Okay. Well, game one is Thursday. We'll see. And thank you, Lee, for calling from Brooklyn. I appreciate
you. Thank you, JR.
No doubt. Are the Miami Heat going to get ran out of the building on Thursday? Or the Miami Heat still going to be on some type of high where they're going to go to Denver and just, whoop up on the Nuggets? I don't think so. I'm going to give the Nuggets game one at home. Are they going to start off slow? Are they going to look like they haven't played in a week and a half? Yeah, maybe, possibly. But I got the Nuggets here. It's simple. It really is. Let's see. We've gone from Washington State to Brooklyn, New York. We even had a caller from Ottawa. Let's go back to Canada. This time, let's go to Glenn. He's calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, man, just got to say the best part about listening to the Fan 590, which is listening to you every night.
Well, thank you.
And just a couple things. I'm actually hoping, not particularly because I don't dislike the Heat, I want the Jazz to win, Utah, just to win, but just because.
Wait. The Nuggets. Nuggets.
Sorry, the Nuggets.
Mixing up our mountain snow. Yeah, there you go, Nuggets. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I just want, because just we're guaranteed a first-time Stanley Cup champion. I want to see a first-time NBA champion.
Right.
And that's what, and I'm just, and that's, and because I don't, I like the Heat. Always like, kind of liked him, you know. And of course, but I got to go with my boy Jamal, man. Like, I want my boy to bring a championship back to Canada. So, and then him and Shea Gildress can become free agents and come join the Raptors.
Uh-oh. You want them to have success in the States and just come back home, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, I know it's not going to happen. I know the chances of either of them or both of them coming is 1%, and it'll be great to see two Canadian superstars in Toronto, but I don't see it happening.
Glenn, there have been enough exports. I think at this point in time, and I think there will continue to be more. I think it's inevitable that sooner than later, there will be an export that comes to the States and goes back and says, "I want to play at home," and I think that's going to be cool, man. So just wait a little while longer, okay?
Yeah. Just one more thing. I just want to wish Nick Nurse the best, because he brought us a championship. He was a great coach. He was always straight up, and I hope he does. I hope he does really well in Philly.
Okay. Well, listen, Kawhi did that. Okay, Glenn. Sorry, Kawhi did it. Kawhi.
Yeah. No. Well, you know, but Nick Nurse was a big part of it. Kawhi was if Ty Ajayi doesn't make that trade, then I don't care what anyone says. The Raptors, even with Kevin Durant down, I don't even think they can get out of the East.
Easy now. I'm just talking crap, Glenn. Just give me a break.
Yeah.
I hear you.
No, I know.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you have a great evening, man.
You too. Thank you. Hey, shout out to all my friends in Toronto. Now that it's getting warm outside, maybe I'll make a visit. God knows I'm not going up there in the wintertime. I was up there one day. I was up there in the NBA. What was this? I don't even remember. Aaron Gordon was in a dunk contest with Zach LaVine, and it was like negative 20 out there. Not real field. It was negative 20. I'm tough, though. It doesn't bother me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Get from Nick Saban, Aikman, Deshaun Watson. There's a lot that we have to touch on tonight, so don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, folks, here's a fun fact for you. Udonis Haslam. He has made a finals appearance in three different decades. Congratulations, Udonis Haslam. I don't want to call him basketball dirt. Seems disrespectful, but he's been around a long time, okay? Fine. From Florida, Gatorland, good for him. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we've talked about management and general managers and what happens to this guy and who goes here. Bob Myers is stepping down as a GM of the Golden State Warriors, the New York Knicks, and their GM, Scott Perry. He's only GM in name. Leon Rose is the one running the team. His contract expired or will be expiring. He will be done. We talked about Joe Mazzulla. I guess he's part of management, too, as a head coach. I think he's going to stick around with the Celtics. And, you know, speaking of management, I mentioned this earlier in the show about Nick Saban. And we know Nick Saban, head football coach, Alabama. This man talks, and he just always grumpy old man. I'm sure he's even grumpier now that Alabama isn't so sure about their next quarterback. They haven't won a championship in a couple of seasons now. And so Nick Saban has been railing against other coaches. Nick Saban has been saying other teams are out here buying their players. Hi, Texas A&M. And so Nick Saban spoke on Tuesday. He was at the SEC spring meetings, and he said something that I believe just absolutely needs to happen, and we need to stop wasting time and dilly-dallying about it. And that's the fact that these student-athletes are not student-athletes for years and years and years and years and years. They've basically been working for the schools. And so Nick Saban had some words about that, and he used a different word. Employees. Take a listen to Nick Saban from earlier today.
Well, I just think that, yeah, I have no problem with that. I mean, unionize it, make it like the NFL. I mean, if it's going to be the same for everyone, I think that's better than what we have now, because what we have now is we have some states and some schools in some states that are investing a lot more money.
Well, he's 100% true. That's why it always drove me nuts when people would call me up and tell me how ridiculous it is or was for the student athletes to make money because their compensation was a degree. Like, what type of backward-ass nonsense is that? Like, come on, man. We talk about America and everybody should be able to come here and work. Man, you got the student athletes. That was one of the most hypocritical things I've ever seen in my life. Everybody on campus can have a job except for the athletes. Now, the degree is supposed to be commensurate to a check. How about I tell your ass to go to work and I give you a piece of paper in return? How you gonna feel about that? This stuff has been robbery forever. And now people are finally starting to talk about it. You want to know why? Because for some schools, it's not fair. Some schools, they have collectives where they pay the players, and no, it's not fair. So now the coach has got to complain. Well, that school has more money than my school, and that school has more boosters that are paying for. It's not fair. It's not fair now that you're getting your ass kicked. Why do you think all of these coaches are leaving? Especially on the basketball side. Look at all the coaches that have been shown the door. Because it's a whole lot tougher to recruit when you can't just walk in and say, hey, well, we're going to give you the bag, but it's going to be under the table. Yeah, things are a little bit even now if you got money. Yeah, call them employees. Split the pie a little bit. The athletes who can go out there and make money, let them. Free market world, free market society, eat what you kill. If you can go get the bread, go get it. Good for the athletes. I could care less what the system looks like. Love and joy for the game and a college degree. Yeah, for some of them. For most of the athletes, yeah, it's a degree is nice. But if you're at the top of the food chain, oh, yeah, you should be able to go out there and get a check. Simple as hell. Call them employees. Call them whatever they want. Let them make money. Let them make more money. 855-212-4CBS. Sean is calling from Tennessee.
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Go ahead quickly.
All right, man. Well, man, you really kind of struck a nerve on that last segment about college football. I love it. Yeah. But what I was calling in about was, Golden State.
Okay, go for
it. Are you with me?
Well, yeah, man, I'm going to be here for another 90 minutes.
I know you are, man. I know you are. I love the college football talk, man, and I could go on for hours about that. But my point was I was calling in about Golden State.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, obviously Curry ain't going nowhere. Draymond is – man, he's erratic, but what he does for the team is undeniable. Looney is underrated. The guy's got to go.
He's small.
Just play.
Oh, damn. I don't think Klay Thompson going anywhere either.
I mean, Klay wants a max contract, right?
I don't know if he's going to get a max contract. Now, having said that, who are you swapping out for Clay? Like, how are you going to make that happen? Who, what, and where?
No, I'm not even going down that road. I'm just saying if Clay wants a max contract, he's got to go.
I think Jordan Poole, they will try their best to increase his value between now and February and then try to get him out the door. That's it. And I know you said Kevon Looney is underrated. Yes, he can play very well in spurts, but I also think that
he's going to play for less money than he's worth.
But I think to really go out there and compete, I think he's undersized. So they got their work cut out for them. But first of all, they need to find someone who can go out there and make those decisions. And so we've heard Bob Myers. He is endorsing Mike Dunleavy Jr. to go ahead and take over. And so we'll see. We'll see. Hey, Sean, I appreciate you for calling from Tennessee, man.
No problem, man.
No doubt. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get your calls in on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. My first time calling you, and I find you to be an excellent guy to listen to, so good luck. I hope you never lose this slot because, really, you're so bright and intelligent, and you cover it all, and I'm very happy to listen to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers. Well, as normal, we got a lot of callers. We got a lot of callers who have been waiting patiently on hold. If you're on hold, I'm going to get you on the air. It's very, very simple. If you are on hold, I'm going to get you on the air. And then we're going to talk about and hear from Troy Aikman. He spoke to TMZ and opened up his yap about Tom Brady still potentially playing for the Raiders. I do want you to hear from Deshaun Watson. He had some words about connecting with his former teammate, DeAndre Hopkins. And so we have more to do, but let's get to these calls. Let's start off in Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, James.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, James. Go ahead.
All right, man. Yo, man, this is my first time actually checking into your show and everything. This is a good show, man. I'm going to make it short and sweet. First off, man, about the Denver Nuggets and Miami Heat matchup, I love the Miami Heat energy, man, because they had a direct flight to Denver. They weren't even thinking about going back home. And the last time a number 8 seed played and made it to the NBA Finals was the New York Knicks, and they actually got one game off of the San Antonio Spurs. I believe that this Miami Heat team is a much better team than that. So I wouldn't be surprised for the upset, man. You know, end of the day, man, playoff Jimmy is incredible.
Okay. Thank you, James. Appreciate you.
Definitely.
No doubt. He called us from an airplane. That was cool. Thank you. 855-212-4CBS. Man, them New York Knicks don't have nothing to do with them, with what's going on now. Them Knicks were interesting, and they got smacked up by young Tim Duncan. That was a rough watch in 1999. Yeah, that was a rough one. Gerardo, calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
How's it going?
It's going good, man. What's up?
Pretty good. Hey, I called because I'm picking Denver Nuggets to win it.
Me too.
Reason I say that is because they beat my L.A. Lakers in the sweep, so I'm thinking they'll win it. In five, Miami, they're good, but Denver's just a better team.
I agree. I think Tom is probably finally going to run out here on the Miami Heat. Absolutely amazing what they've been able to accomplish, but I think the time is up. I really do. Michael is calling from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, Duffy.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. Go ahead.
So, first of all, great show. I love listening to you guys. I love when you put callers in their place. You know, nobody gets their thing on you. You usually take care of them pretty good, and I like listening to that. You should be a lawyer when you retire, so. But let's talk a little NCAA, NIL. Yeah. What about the guard, you know, who doesn't see much action, or the backup kicker? You know, I'm always wondering about these guys that don't have any NIL, and then they see their counterpart, you know, the quarterback getting his and wide receivers. And I'm just like, you know, is there any kind of trickle down? You know, I know that NIL is name, image, likeness, but what about the guy that, you know, is
Mike,
the small man? And, hey, I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to take your comments off the air. I'm going to wrap up with go Rattlers in the Indoor Football League. They are going to win everything, and I mean that. Our defense is rocking and rolling.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Good on them, Mike. Thank you for calling from Arizona. I won't be watching. Don't care. Hey, but for your point on NIL, tough. Welcome to life. Welcome to the world. Not everybody going to be here on top. If you're the kicker and you don't make money, then sucks for you. Then figure out another way to make money. I know there's a disparity, but that's the world we live in. I'm sorry. You don't like it, and you can't do something about it. Go do something else. Matt Ishbia, and this isn't for everybody, okay? Matt Ishbia, who's the new owner of the Phoenix Suns, he played college basketball at Michigan State. He's at the end of the bench. This man now owns an NBA team. He ain't playing in the NBA. He didn't play in the NBA. He's an owner. Now, is that there for everybody? Hell no. But my point is, that's the world that we live in. So what? When you were in high school, there was somebody that was popular, right? And there were some kids that weren't. Like when you were in high school, there were some students who had money and maybe you didn't. I mean, everybody's life is different. So what? Somebody goes to college and a superstar makes money? Like whether he's making money in public or in the back, who cares? Making money. People make money. Renee is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, good to hear you. I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson, has not heard from him since, you know, all that trouble. But from my understanding, he wants his teammate to come back and hopefully be with Cleveland. But what you think? Do you think he'll have a better fit with the Chiefs, you know, to be with Patrick Mahomes? You think he'd be a good weapon for them?
I think he'd be a good weapon for anybody if he's healthy. And you know what? You said you haven't heard from Deshaun Watson, Renee.
I had not heard him talk, you know,
well,
since that.
Hold on, Renee. You're going to hear from him right now. Because Deshaun Watson, what you just referenced, he spoke earlier on Tuesday, and this is courtesy of the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson says he'd love to be back with DeAndre. Just hold on, Renee. Take a listen to this.
Me and D-Hop, we just naturally talk. We've been talking since, you know, the Houston days, and then also whenever he left for Arizona, we were always talking. So, you know, he's always been a brother of mine since I was coming out of high school. Our connection, our relationship has always been great. And I know it's a lot of things swirling around in the media of, you know, him possibly coming to Cleveland. And, you know, for me, my answer to that is, of course, we would love to have him. He knows that. We had a lot of connections, but, you know, that's kind of out of my range of things of kind of coordinating things. So all I can do is, you know, make a call and see what happens. Let AB do the rest.
Hey, Renee, so now you finally heard him. And here's the deal. DeAndre Hopkins was pretty much released because they couldn't come to terms on a trade. And I'm talking about the Chiefs. The other element that I do know for a fact between the Chiefs and the Bills for right now, they don't have cap space. Can they go ahead and move stuff around? I'm sure that they could, but they don't have the cap space as of now. So I'm as interested in everybody to see where he goes.
Me too.
All right. Well, thank you, Renee. Appreciate you.
Okay.
No doubt about it. And that combination between Hopkins and Watson, we know that they was putting up numbers. When I say numbers, he was having some of the best years of his career. For a minute, DeAndre Hopkins was left to have garbage men throw him the ball. He was a three-time All-Pro playing with Deshaun Watson. In their last season together in 2020, we're talking almost 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns. Steven is calling from Baltimore, a potential destination for him. I'd love to see him in Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steven?
Thank you, JR. I listen to your show every night. I'm not a frequent caller, but I just wanted to say that I agree with you in regard to student athletes, you know, being employees. But I, your last caller said about the kicker and the other lesser position players. I think that's something that I think keep in mind. If there is no kicker, if there is no guard, there is no football. So they still will get paid. It just won't get paid the same amount as, say, the quarterback. So, yeah. I mean, and that's any good union organizer should be able to explain that. And the players themselves, you know, understand the fact or whatever. You can't play a football game without a kicker. You can't play a football game without a center. So,
yeah, but I think there's – even with that, and this comes in any form in any way in life, mm-hmm. if it does get to the point where it's not only NIL marketing money, if it gets to the point where everybody on the team gets a paycheck or a cut from the team,
right.
there's a good chance that the quarterback may walk away with, I don't know, a couple of hundred, maybe a mil, depending on where you're at, and the kicker may walk away with a couple of $1,000s. And
well,
so naturally there's going to be some type of, yeah, well, this is my
right.
lot in life, but that's life, man. That's what it is.
And just real quick, and I'm wrapping up, JR, but I remember a couple months ago you said my Orioles are pretty much, you know, worthless, and I'll, in a couple months or in October, we'll see because they're playing good baseball right now. That's all. And, thank you, and have a good night.
Well, thank you, Stephen, for calling from Baltimore. I highly, highly, highly doubt I said that they were worthless. If you called and asked me about the Orioles in, I don't know, December or January, I might have said it was worthless to have that discussion. And so let's just be very careful as to how we attribute words out of my mouth. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of words out of somebody's mouth, I'm going to get to your calls, and then we'll listen to Troy Aikman talk about Tom Brady, who he doesn't think is completely done, or maybe he does. You'll hear.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for, oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.